One common experience for people in lockdown is that they are no longer able to help others in the practical ways that they may be used to. Many people volunteer in different ways to look after others and bring great benefit into people's lives, and also feel a tremendous sense of purpose and fulfillment in helping in those ways. But for various reasons, we may now be restricted in what we can do for other people. And sometimes that can lead us to feel a little purposeless, like we're not really contributing much. Now, as Buddhists, we have a different perspective. Of course, helping practically however we can, however we're able, whenever we can, is tremendously valuable, and we should take every opportunity that we have. But within the Buddhist tradition, that's not regarded as the greatest benefit that we can bring. At a fall festival in 2006, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche was talking about the main way that as Buddhists we help, the activities that we regard as most beneficial. And I'd like to read out some passages from that festival. Initially, he was discussing about wars, or those huge geopolitical difficulties that the world often finds itself facing. And I think we can translate that to any situation, such as the global crisis of the present pandemic. And Venerable Geshe said, people are suffering through wars. So people ask, what should we Buddhists do to help? I say, we cannot solve political problems. Our job is we pray people pacify their negativity, wrong view, extreme view. We pray for everybody becoming friends, harmony, good relationships, to pacify wrong view, selfish intention. That is our job. I believe that is the best method. If we try to help physically, verbally, there's no opportunity. We pray equally for every area to pacify their negative attitude, so they follow correct intention, so everyone in the world becomes friends, maintains harmony. Through blessings, our prayers will be fulfilled, I promise. So this is the Buddhist way to solve these kinds of problems. So I believe gradually war and other problems will be solved. So we can understand that there isn't a political solution or a economic solution. We can see just how many brilliant and well-intentioned minds have tried in so many different ways to find solutions using these ordinary methods. And yet, war is easy to solve. All of the problems of disharmony are easy to solve. If everyone involved has a loving, good heart for each other, there cannot be war, there cannot be disharmony, there cannot be conflict. It's very common to underestimate the value and the power of prayer. And yet, the more we understand Buddha's teachings, the more we realize that the mind is principle. The mind is the creator of all. Our whole world and all of the experiences going on is the construct of our minds. It comes from our mind. And with our prayers, we are creating pathways in the mind for different realities to arise. So Venerable Geshe is giving us his promise that our prayers will be effective, that through blessings they will be fulfilled. And if we understand that, and the more we come to understand that, the more joyfully and wholeheartedly we will engage in the practice of prayer. And there are many situations where it is completely impossible to physically help, either because of distance or because of separation, or simply because we don't have the resources or the means to make any actual physical difference in that moment. But we are always able to pray. And if we understand how powerful our prayers will be, we will do so joyfully. So, even if we feel, I can't do my normal volunteering work, I can't help people in the physical ways I'd usually like to, we still are able to do our job, our main job as Buddhists, which is to pray, which is with our mind to create the pure world that we want for everyone to inhabit, with our mind to create, to induce, to draw out the beautiful qualities of others until everyone has a loving good heart for each other and the whole world becomes pure. That is our job, and we will accomplish it through the power of prayer.